In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Last night, how many men shoved a blade or shot a bullet into the back of some passerby for a few measly bucks? How many 16-year-olds conceived babies that will soon fall prey to the abortionist's knife? How many children finally fell asleep after listening to the screams of their bruised and battered mothers? How many lonely wives tossed and turned and wept, wondering in whose arms their absent husband lay? How many porn sites were visited last night? How many families ripped apart? How many put the bottle to their head and pulled the trigger? And worse yet, how many of you really care? After all, you have your own problems to worry about, and you get tired of hearing about the problems of others, even though daily we confess that we teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all. You lose sleep over your dwindling bank account, and yet you yawn over the news report of 100 people murdered. We throw our pity parties for the slightest amount of suffering we undergo, and our temper tantrums when life doesn't seem to go our way. We want families without problems, jobs without stress, old age without arthritis, roses with no thorns. Behold, the sin of the world that takes away the Lamb of God. Behold your cold nails of lovelessness that pierce his wrists, your thorns of apathy that worm their way into his skull, your lashes of lust that plow crimson furrows upon his back. Behold the sin of the world, your sin that takes away the Lamb of God and hands him over to the butcher's blade. The big deal isn't that we are focused on ourselves and not on our neighbor. The big deal is that we are focused on ourselves and not on Christ. For when we eat the body and blood of the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world, it strengthens us in faith in him and in fervent love toward one another. But do not behold him as one who wants your pity. He doesn't want your pity. He doesn't desire your sympathy. He simply desires you. That is why he came. He came down from heaven for every person on earth, for the thief and murderer, abortionist and adulterer, holier than thous, and all those who wag their fingers at them. None are so bad that he didn't die for them, and none are so good that they do not need him. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Let your eyes follow the pointing finger of John the Baptist, singling out the one who comes as the sole sheep of the Father's flock. He is the sacrifice appointed. When our first parents transgressed, there stood the Lamb, between the wrath of the judge and the all too guilty sinners, ready to take the sin of the world. When Cain murdered, Noah got drunk, Moses got mad, and David got Bathsheba, there stood the Lamb, his fleece as white as snow, ready to be reddened to take away the sin of the world. Then he came, born in a manger that first Christmas morning. Mary had a little lamb. John points him out. Here he is. He is the Lamb upon whom the Spirit lands like a dove. For in the days of Noah, when the waters and the flood had receded, the dove became a preacher. He preached the end of the outpouring of divine wrath, the end of punishment, and the beginning of a new life. The sermon of the dove was a homily of peace, peace between God and men, peace in the midst of waters. Jesus is the stand-in for all humanity. In him is the murderer, the pervert, the liar, the cheat. You are in him, one for all. And when John pours the baptismal flood over his head, he is a sponge soaking up the divine wrath for you. In him is the end of the punishment. In him is the beginning of a new life. He is the Lamb of God who takes away all your guilt and shame and death. And all this that he might take you, cleansed and made alive, to his Father in heaven. So the Spirit dove lights upon this Lamb, that you might have that peace and safety by being baptized into his flesh and blood. He is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, your sin. And if he takes it away, it is no longer yours, but his. Your sins, whatever they be, belong no longer to you, but to Jesus. Your apathy is now his. Your lies are now his. Your pettiness or your fornication, your murdering, it matters not. They no longer are yours. So don't try to take them back. Don't try to snatch them away from Jesus and bear them yourself and feel guilty for them. Have you ever been sitting in class or in a meeting, and all of a sudden something pops into the back of your head? Something you did last week, something you did last year, something you did in sixth grade or in high school. The devil is tempting you to try to take it back so you feel guilty and bear that sin yourself. Luther said when the devil comes to tempt him to take his sins back from Christ, he would respond in one of several ways. First, he'd say to the devil, "That's not my sin. I gave that to the Lord Jesus. That's his now. You got a problem with it? See him." Second, he said, when the devil comes and reminds me of my sins, he says, I just remind him that, oh, you forgot some. I did this and this and this too. All in confidence, not bragging in his sin, but knowing it's been paid for, all been answered for by Christ. It's his. And third, Luther says, sometimes when the devil comes and tries to plague me to take that sin back, I just break wind and chase him away. Your sins have transferred ownership. They belong to Jesus. He has taken them away. And into your empty hands, he's put peace, righteousness, goodness, and grace. All the good he has is yours, for all the bad you had is his. Today we remember John of Damascus and the work that the Lord has done through him. When the Byzantine emperor issued a decree forbidding images, John forcefully resisted. He knew how helpful those images, such as the Lamb of God, are to teaching the people about Christ and forgiveness. He was a staunch defender of the Orthodox faith against any heresies that would rob Christ of our sins and put them back upon ourselves and thus rob us of forgiveness. You come to this altar to behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, who has mercy on you. You come to this altar and eat the body and drink the blood of the Lamb roasted for you on the cross, the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world, who has mercy upon you. And you leave this altar, having received the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, who grants you peace. In the name of Jesus.